Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Every Friday when you hear that, it can only mean one man. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, on the line with us. Chris, how are you?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. I had a good workout this morning listening to some Reba McEntire, so I'm ready to go, man.
Nice. So you're ready to predict how long the anthem will be when she sings that on Sunday. So
it's going to be about 2 minutes. I say 2 minutes.
I'm writing it down, buddy.
All right, he's writing it down. We spent a little time with your old head coach the other day. Coach Fisher was up here.
Yeah. Man, he's a good dude, man. When I played with him in 1999, I just love what he did as a player's coach. And, you know, what he did when we moved here from Houston to here, I mean, how he kept the team together. Then in 1999, we go to the Super Bowl. I really admire Coach Fisher.
Yeah, it was fun having him in here and what he's doing with the Nashville Cats and all of that now. So what do you think about this matchup this weekend between San Francisco and Kansas City?
Oh, I hate to say it. You know, it's like, you know, I want to pick against the Kansas City Chiefs, but every time I pick against them, they win. So I'm going to try it again one more time because I really want the 49ers to win. I want to see Purdy win because of what he came through, you know, Mr. Irrelevant, and all of a sudden he wins the Super Bowl. And then also I'm getting sick and tired of looking, hearing about Kelce and Taylor Swift. I mean, it's just every day, every other day. You know, she's got to fly from Tokyo to come back here. So I just want to see the 49ers win.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are pulling, you know, for the 49ers for them to finally get theirs. But we will see. I mean, the thing is, too, they have a lot of offensive firepower. I mean, if you're Kansas City in that defense, which is a pretty good defense, how do you combat Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and those weapons?
I mean, it's really, really tough. But here's the thing about the 49ers. They're if you look on paper, they're the best team, but they don't play like they're the best team every time. But if they put the whole game together with all those weapons that you talk about, you know, with Deebo Samuels, and you got Ayuk, we forget about him. You got a tight end, you got a great defense. If they put together a complete game, I think they'll beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And you're right, the Kansas City Chiefs have a good defense, but with the firepower that the 49ers have, if they play a complete game from offense to defense, I think the 49ers win by 15 points.
I'm with you, Chris. I love the Brock Purdy story. Seventh rounder, because all these draft experts had him, you know.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Do you know who the only undrafted player is as quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
Dave Craig.
you should know this answer.
I don't know. Who is it?
You should know.
They got undrafted?
Undrafted player to win it. The only undrafted quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
I don't know. That's a good clue, is it?
He beat you.
Oh, Trent Dilfer?
Kurt Warner.
That's right. Don't you love stories like that? Do you know before that he was bagging groceries at a convenience store?
Playing in the AFL?
AFL, and then come back and win a Super Bowl? I mean, listen, that's the reason why I want, you know, Purdy to win, because look at his situation. He came in and he was Mr. Irrelevant. Nobody ever thought he would ever play. Then all of a sudden the starting quarterback gets hurt. He comes in and he does well, but everybody still has a question mark about can he lead his team. And I get so mad, and I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not going to talk about anybody. But what the statement that Cam Newton made, saying that he's just a quarterback that manages, that is irrelevant. Every quarterback is a point guard, but the thing about it is when the game's on the line, when somebody needs to make a play, he consistently make plays and help his team win. So I'm so happy that Purdy's doing that.
He does. By the way, the lowest drafted quarterback to ever start and win a Super Bowl is Brad Johnson of the Buccaneers.
Who is Brad?
In 2002. Yeah, funny, Cam Newton's on TV right now defending what he said about Brock Purdy. But, you know, we know that it's situation. A fine example of a player
He's dressed like Will Smith in Wild Wild West.
Yes. He sure is.
No, he wears like clothes like from Mr. Furley, man. Mr. Furley.
Is that, you know, you get with the right situation. If Brock Purdy had gone to the Houston Texans, he probably wouldn't be. I mean, so there's a lot of luck involved, but you still got to perform, and Brock Purdy is performing to get his team to this level.
You know, it's not just about luck. It's about making a good fit. That's a good fit for Purdy, because the thing about it is you got a lot of weapons on the outside. You got a good running game. You got receivers that can make plays. What you need to do is put the ball to where only the tight end and the receivers in the basket can catch the football. Listen, this is what I love about Purdy is if you look at the last game that he played in the NFC Championship game, he struggled the first three quarters and even in the fourth quarter. But when the game was on the line, when he had to make a play, he made a play. If you look at some of the great quarterbacks in the league, like Dan Marino or Peyton Manning, those guys were managers. They just made the plays at the right time, and that's what I love about Brock Purdy.
We're talking to Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. Okay, so Jared has done a great job at the Super Bowl and talked to Will Levis yesterday one-on-one. There was something that he asked him, and Derek talked about it some, and I wanted to get your thoughts on just kind of the offseason and how Will Levis is going about that. This was the question and answer from Levis yesterday.
Okay. What does the offseason look like for you? We don't even know who's going to be on the team next year, who's not going to be on the team next year. I get the vibe from you that you're the kind of guy who, when you're bored, you're mad that you're not working at football or whatever. So kind of what's the plan in terms of making sure that instead of training for a draft or anything like that, that you are really focused on getting better for the start of next season?
Yeah, I'm definitely like that. I'm a workaholic. I'm gonna work myself into the ground, but right now, I'm not, and I'm enjoying myself for the first time in a really long time, which has been incredible, and letting my body get back, and here in a week's time or so, we'll hit the ground running again with training. But it's been a blessing to be able to enjoy the fruits of my labor a little bit, these past few weeks. As we figure out what the roster looks like, who there's going to be, I'm going to do whatever I can to get with as many guys as I need to, wherever they may be. I'll be, for the most part, in Nashville, so getting to learn from the new staff and all that. But, do whatever I can as a leader to, get everyone else ready.
Okay, so you good with that and maybe taking a little time off before jumping back into it?
I mean, you have to. This is what we got to understand. When you take a little time off, it doesn't mean that he's not doing anything. You got to remember that it's a long, grueling season. You got OTAs, you got camp, you got three preseason games, and you got 17 games during the regular season. So sometimes you need a break. This is what I did. When the season's over, I took about maybe 2.5-3 weeks off to kind of just let my body heal because I was physically beat up. Mentally, I was just drained. So right now, did you hear what he said? He said this. He said, I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. So what does that mean? I've worked hard. I've eaten right. I've trained. I've been in the gym. I've done all the things that I needed to do to get to where I need to be. Now let me sit back and just enjoy what God has blessed me with. And that's what he said. It's not that he said, I'm not working and I'm kind of active. No, I guarantee you he's looking at the playbook. He's looking at a little bit of film. But right now he doesn't need to do a job when there's no job need to be done. So you kind of know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I definitely hear what you're saying. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just time because the thing about it, this is what, a lot of athletes happen to a lot of great athletes. They start to get burnout. And I remember a coach said this. He said, when something starts to become a job, you better watch out because you're doing it because you have to as opposed to if you want to. And sometimes you just need to get away, sit back, and enjoy the fruits of your labor. When I first got in the NFL, I felt like I consistently had to prove to people. So I was consistently working. And then I was getting tired and getting burnt out. But when I stepped away, said, okay, let me take some time off. Let me just go in my basement and watch, TV or just get away from football so I can refresh and get a restart. That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Would it be cool if Levis reached out to Burks and said, hey, first of March, let's you and me meet, in some indoor facility and kind of gather things? I mean, that would be the smart thing to do, right?
No, I think you're correct, Joe. But here's what I would do with Burks. If I'm the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, and I'm Will Levis, I will call Burks up and say, listen, Burks, let's just go somewhere. Let's go to a place, and I want to just talk to you. I wouldn't talk about X and O's. I wouldn't talk about this. I will say, okay, here's a sheet of paper. Burks, what's your goals? What's your aspiration? What do you want to do with this team? How can I help you? How can I serve you? What can I do to make you a better receiver? Because outside of the building, everybody's talking about you're hurt, you're inconsistent, you're no good, we want to trade you, all these things. So as a quarterback, Will Levis, the leader of my team, I'm going to say, guess what, big dog? I believe in you. Let's go get this thing. Let's do that because I know you can do it physically, but I want to help you mentally. That's the kind of stuff that I would talk to Burks about right then.
I tell you what, I will. I'll pass along to Will Levis that if they're looking for a place to practice, just to call you and come over to NBA.
Absolutely, man. Hey, I'll run a couple of routes for you. I might need some oxygen or some Band-Aids, but I'm ready to go.
You got keys to that indoor facility over there?
Man, I got like a little car, but after 6 o'clock, then I can't get in.
They turn it off.
They say, here come Chris, and then they turn it off.
Yeah, oh,
that's,
man.
That's
sorry,
probably
buddy.
Wise. Chris, enjoy the weekend and the Super Bowl. We appreciate you, and we'll talk next week.
Hey, love you guys. You take care.
You too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. We're packed and stacked today, but we'll come back. We'll read through some of these texts on the over-under for the Reba McEntire National Anthem, which I think we have found the official over-under, so we'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.